This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
U.S. dairy export numbers were very strong in February, so why aren't milk prices better than they are? High Ground Dairy's Director of Dairy Market Intelligence, Lucas Fies, discusses the great February U.S. dairy export picture and warns of losing the Mexican market. Lee Milkey of the Milkey Market Weekly checks in now with that interview. Lee?
Lucas, dairy farm milk prices are well below year-ago levels, and even the cost of producing milk, who knows where they would be if it wasn't for the export market. The U.S. did well in February, didn't it?
Yeah, it was quite a good month, a record month, in fact, if you measure it on a 30-day basis at least. But if you look at all the commodities individually, each one posted an increase over prior year levels. Non-fat dry milk actually had an all-time new monthly high for exports, and dry whey had a strongest February exports on record. Anytime that the U.S. can move product offshore, it helps with removing product from our domestic markets. Thankfully, those exports posted really good numbers in February.
Well, I can hear dairy farmers crying out, then why aren't milk prices better than they are?
Well, it comes down to a simple case of supply, essentially, Lee. The U.S. has continued to produce a lot of milk, especially as you look to the western states where milk production is above prior year levels due to last year's really tough winter in California and Idaho. Overall, we were up 1.8% in January and February on milk production, and there continues to be an abundant supply, and in fact, close to a multi-year high in cow numbers even. So as long as the milk continues coming, prices continue to be distressed.
There's so much uncertainty in the global market itself with all the talk of trade wars and the ending of NAFTA and such.
That's correct. It's a fairly contentious issue as the NAFTA discussions float back and forth with different news happening every day. It'll be interesting to watch where that settles. The critical piece there on NAFTA is we cannot lose any access into the Mexican market. It's a critical market for us. The industry isn't opposed to renegotiation or looking at how pieces of NAFTA can be improved, but the access to Mexico is really critical.
Amen. Lucas Fies, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Thanks, Lee. A new dairy chair at The Ohio State University. Here's Patrick Cavanaugh.
The new dairy chair for the Ohio State University's College of Food and Agriculture and Environmental Sciences has a logical message for everyone. He said you can survive longer on milk without other food, without water, without pizza, or anything else, said Rafael Jimenez Flores, who has made it his mission to demonstrate scientifically the nutritional benefits of milk in the face of fear-mongering. He said it's unethical to use fear for profit when we're just trying to feed the world. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with Dairy Radio Now.
Cottonseed in your dairy ration could mean more cash in your pocket because cottonseed's high fat content makes it an excellent source of energy for milk production. Plus, it can increase the butterfat content of the milk your cows produce. Add it up, and it all means better milk in the tank and more money in your bank.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
You may have heard the House Ag Committee's version of the 2018 Farm Bill was released last Thursday and calls for a vaccine bank to guard against foot and mouth disease. House Agriculture Committee Chair Congressman Mike Conaway.
We create a funding stream for a vaccine bank for foot and mouth disease. It's the one big ticket new item that came out of all of our conversations with not only the livestock folks, but also the security issues surrounding that piece as well.
The new bill calls for $150 million in funding for the vaccine bank for the first year.
The $150 million is that startup money that gets them going, whether it provides all 23 lines or just the 10 most important lines we need. All of those good decisions, I think, will be made and a much more fulsome and informed basis as we get the thing up and running.
Conaway also addressed the issue of funding for farm research.
Really tough subject off the top of my head. I don't think we reduced research, but we did not have any big upticks in it either, other than I think there was a little bit of uptick in especially crop research. Throughout this process, we also came to understand that the states need to do a better job of investing in the research facilities. It's one thing to get funding to actually do the research, but there's got to be labs and places to conduct that research that it's really hard to get funding for that.
That's House Ag Committee Chair Mike Conaway. And stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.